Good evening, everybody. Hey, thanks for joining me tonight. Whether you're part of Living Waters Christian Centre or from somewhere else in the world, I just want to thank you for joining me. We're just going to do a brief midweek message tonight, and it's just a way of bringing some words, some thoughts, some encouragement, and just want to leave a few things with you tonight that may just encourage your spirit, encourage your soul over these next several days. It's amazing circumstances we find ourselves in. Just so unprecedented, especially for our generation. And when something like this happens, it can be quite disorientating for a number of us. And some of us have found ourselves with a whole lot of extra time on our hands that we're not quite sure what to do with. Others of us are more busy than ever. And I'm thinking of the younger mothers that have got several children or however many children at home, and suddenly they find themselves with a whole lot less options to be able to do things and to entertain them and keep them occupied. And then there's others who really are perhaps struggling a bit to fill in their time. But regardless of our personal circumstance, I want to encourage you with some passages out of Romans chapter 8, verse 31 through to 36. And then I want to share just a personal encounter I had that is very relevant to these passages. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? And of course, these things are what he's been speaking of earlier. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen. Who is even at the right hand of God the Father, who also makes intercession for us, which is a really good thing. He's making intercession for us even right now. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Then down to verse 37, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Isn't that amazing? There is nothing present, nothing future, nothing in the spirit realm, nothing in the natural realm that is actually able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. The most amazing thing of all is that there is no, once, as I said last Sunday, there is no social isolation in the spirit realm. There is no social isolation from the love of God, from the presence of God, and from the throne of God. We may feel that at times, we may feel that emotionally, but our emotions are not the guide for life in the sense of establishing fact. Our emotions are like color on a color TV compared to black and white. Without our emotions, the world would be pretty dull. But our emotions are not the things that establish fact. God's word establishes fact. God's word is truth, and it's always truth. So when the apostle, through the Holy Spirit, says that he is persuaded to believe that there is nothing present, nothing future, no principality, no angel, no power, no created thing, nothing in all of the universe can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, that is absolute truth. That's incredible comfort to us. And so I just want to share just something that has become, if you like, my benchmark in terms of my experience in the love of God. A number of years ago, we were overseas in a ministry situation. And just in that situation, I had an encounter with the Lord that's been probably the most profound encounter I've ever had in my life up to this point. And the presence and the power of God came on me just so strongly. And I remember being just so overcome by his power and by his presence. And lying on the ground, just under the power of God, I remember this just feeling like I was wrapped up in this incredible cotton wool, which my soul knew was the love of my Father, was the love of the Father for me. And in this state of just feeling so totally wrapped up in the love of God, I felt absolute and utter peace, absolute and utter security as a son of God, and absolute security in the love of God. This love was so absolutely encompassing that it totally settled my soul, and it became my benchmark for understanding the love of God for me. Now, do I experience that love in terms of the emotional experience of that love every day? No, I don't, because there's all sorts of pressures, all sorts of things transpire. There's things where you have to take control of your thinking, you have to manage your mind, you have to put off thoughts that might try and influence you in a negative way. There's all those things that happen, but here's the point. That love which I experienced that day is mine forever. And I want to tell you this, that love I experienced this day is exactly the same love that the Father has for you. I want to try and describe it a bit more, because my language, I find, just like many things in life, is a bit too weak to try and bring accurate description to it. I want to say this, I felt so utterly, utterly loved, so utterly, utterly, very utterly, utterly secure, and that I was absolutely a child of God, and I had there was no rejection, no fear, no thought that I could ever be rejected in this love. I want to tell you, it is so profound. It is so utterly profound. It changed my life. And I want to say to you today that that love is exactly the same love the Father has for you. Whether you experience it quite that way, whether you experience it in more dramatic ways, whether you've experienced in the past, or you're yet to experience that in your emotions, it doesn't change anything. That's what God has for you now. That's how the Father loves you now. And you're not able to be in Christ. You're in Christ. If you're in Christ, you're not able to be separated from that love. There is nothing in the past, nothing in the future, nothing present, nothing man-made, nothing that is of a principality or a power, nothing that is born of an angel that can actually separate you from that love which is in Christ Jesus. It is utterly profound. There is no social distancing in the love of God. You are rooted in the love of God. Your roots go down into the love of God. And that's what secures us, especially in days like this, where there's uncertainty, where there's anxiety in the world, where there may even be fear, and may even be panic here and there. I want to tell you, my friends, you cannot be separated from that love. Isn't that profound? I want to tell you now, I can often just still my heart, focus my heart back on that experience, and I can begin to experience emotionally that dimension, that realm again. I want to tell you, my friends, that realm is always available to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. It is utterly profound. I feel so sorry for people who have relegated God to the realm that he's just a religious idea. I feel so sorry for those people. And if you're one of those today, I want to invite you into the possibility of experiencing the profound love of God, because it's in Christ Jesus. So how do we get into Christ Jesus? Well, I want to share just one thing with you. I want to extend an invitation to you today, wherever you are in the world, wherever you're at in your walk, wherever you are at in your heart, you can receive Christ today. You can receive Christ tonight and actually begin to experience that love for yourself. Not only that, that love will actually be yours forever. Whether you experience the emotion of it or not, that is how he feels toward you. And here's how you receive Christ. This is how you enter into Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. And so it's a matter of believing in your heart. It's a matter of confessing with your mouth. We believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord, and we confess with our mouth that God raised him from the dead. We shall be saved. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The work or the thing that God wants us to do is to believe in his Son, is to believe in who he is. Believe that he's the Son of God, the Savior of the world, that he died on a cross for us to take the punishment that our sin deserved, so that God would never have to reject us or punish us on behalf on the case of our sin. Jesus has taken all that. And if we accept that for ourselves and we believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth that he's our Lord and receive his forgiveness, receive him into our hearts, and we're going to pray that in just a moment or two, you will be in Christ and this love is yours. And you're never going to be able to be separated from it, in Jesus' name. How about you pray after me? And then after this prayer, there's going to be a beautiful song called Your Presence is My Weapon. And it's a beautiful song. We'll close with that. So if you want to receive Christ right now, or if you want to recommit your life to Christ right now, just pray with me. Pray with me now. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for your Son. I believe, Jesus, that you are the Son of God, that you came to this earth to rescue us from the power of sin, that, Jesus, you went to a cross, not because of your sin. You were crucified and pronounced dead and buried, not because of your sin, but because of our sin. And, Jesus, you took all of my punishment on yourself. So, Jesus, I believe in you, and I receive you into my heart right now. I thank you for forgiving me. I thank you for coming into my life. I thank you for placing me in your family. And I thank you, Lord, that I'm now your son, or I'm now your daughter, whatever the case may be. And Lord, I now thank you that your love is toward me and it's mine forever. Let me experience your love in such a profound way, even tonight. In Jesus' name. God bless you all. If you prayed that for the first time, or you've rededicated your life to Christ, love to hear from you. Just comment on the feed, and we'll be able to get and give us your details if you're willing to do that. We'll have people in touch with you just to help you and to give you information and coach you and help you in your walk with the Lord. God bless you. Love you all. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you again in a while. God bless you.